Governor Andrew Cuomo and the leaders of the legislature finally settled all of their differences and completed work on end-of-session bills late last night. That story from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The measure, colloquially known as the Big Ugly, contains a four-year extension of the rent regulations and a corresponding continuation of the property tax cap, as well as new rebate checks sent to homeowners just before Election Day 2016. Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders held another news conference 2 days after announcing the elements of the deal to put the best face on it.
This year, we actually extended the protection for tenants, and this year's bill goes further than any bill in history. We have a $1.3 billion property tax reform.
Tenant groups are not as enthralled. They say some protections in the measure aren't strong enough and predict 100,000 rent-stabilized apartments will be lost over the four-year extension period. The property tax rebate checks, which will average over $300 per homeowner in the first year, are scheduled to be mailed out shortly before November 2016. The checks will be combined with an existing program that rebates taxpayers a portion of the taxes they've already paid if their local schools or government comply with certain rules to keep spending down. After next year, the amounts of the checks will be tied to income, up to $275,000 a year on Long Island and $200,000 upstate, with those making the most money getting the smallest checks. The agreement also contains a number of compromises. An education tax credit supported by Governor Cuomo and Senate Republicans was dropped after it could not win enough support among Assembly Democrats. Instead, private and religious schools will receive reimbursement for $250 million for costs already incurred. Public schools in the city of Yonkers will get an additional $25 million in aid, but Cuomo had to abandon a last-minute proposal to give an additional $75 million to struggling upstate schools. Cuomo acknowledges it's been a challenging session after the two legislative leaders were arrested and accused of running multi-million-dollar corruption schemes and had to be replaced. And he concedes it was better in a session that had already dragged on for 8 days past its deadline to compromise.
You also have to have the intelligence to realize that at the end of the day, progress is better than stalemate.
As lawmakers awaited the bills to be printed, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, who's been on the job for only a short time, seemed relieved to have it all behind him.
If I reflect on the session, and obviously I've only been in this capacity for 5 or 6 weeks, there are a tremendous number of good things that we achieved, things that we avoided, frankly.
Cuomo and leaders cite a new anti-sexual assault program on college campuses as an achievement, but say they'll have to try again in the next year to agree on a number of other criminal justice reforms, including making grand juries more transparent. There was one late addition to the massive bill. Governor Cuomo will be given the authority to perform marriage ceremonies. Cuomo says he's had to turn down numerous requests from same-sex couples who wanted him to officiate after gay marriage became legal in New York in 2011.
Some of these marriages are very meaningful to me personally, and I'd like the opportunity to officiate. I don't have any particular marriages in mind. Anyone who's interested, let me know.
Once again, Cuomo and the legislature agreed to forego the 3-day waiting period for bills that's required by law, and the governor issued a special message to speed up the process. He says there's an urgent need for lawmakers to act quickly because a temporary extension of the rent laws had already expired. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.